भगवद गीता चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14 अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्नसंभवः यज्ञाद्भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञकर्मासमुद्भवः अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि
अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि
पर्जन्यादन्नसंभवः यज्ञाद्भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञकर्मासमुद्भवः अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्नसंभवः यज्ञाद्भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञकर्मासमुद्भवः अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्नसंभवः यज्ञाद्भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञकर्मासमुद्भवः अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्नसंभवः यज्ञाद्भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञकर्मासमुद्भवः अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्नसंभवः यज्ञाद्भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञकर्मासमुद्भवः अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्नसंभवः यज्ञाद्भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञकर्मासमुद्भवः अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्नसंभवः यज्ञाद्भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञकर्मासमुद्भवः अन्नाद्भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्नसंभवः यज्ञाद्भवति पर्जन्यो अन्नात् फ्रॉम ग्रेन्स भवन्ति ग्रो भूतानि द मटेरियल बॉडीज पर्जन्यात् फ्रॉम रेन्स अन्ना ऑफ फूड ग्रेन्स संभवः प्रोडक्शन यज्ञात् from the performance of sacrifice bhavati becomes possible parjanyah rain yajnah performance of yajna karma prescribed duties samudbhavah born of Translation. All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, sacrifice. And yajna is born of prescribed duties. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हर हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो रिसेंटली वी हैड क्लास ऑन दिस वर्स, वी वर डिस्कसिंग हु इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट, इंजीनियर और अ फार्मर, हु इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट, farmer is more important. Why farmer is more important? Vijay will tell. In Bongir, near Bongir, there are some BTech engineering college, no? Huh? You know about that, huh? So all the girls and boys of Bongir, they go there, right? He has seen them also. So they are important, or some Kishtaya and Chandraya, they are important. Tell, who is more important? Why? Are they will make mobile, Baba. They manufacture, engineers manufacture mobile. They write programs for mobile, how to run that mobile, you know. If you press this button, something will happen. If you press that button, something else will happen. Very attractive, no? Right? They make laptop, they make internet, Facebook. Tell why Kishtaya Chandraya are important. Kunji Bihari, you tell. They are producing
grains.
Why grains are important?
We don't eat grains, we can't live.
We cannot live. Mobile is also important, no? Mobile, without mobile, how will we live? So, food grains are important. Right? That's what Krishna says, no? Annad bhavanti bhutani. Living entities subsist on anna. They don't subsist on nuts, bolts, mobiles, eating. Can you eat mobile and live? So conclusion is, you can run society without engineers, but you cannot run society without farmers. Right? Now, if you are given choice between becoming BTech engineer and farmer, what you will choose? What you will choose? If you are given so that what is that? Aurora College people will call you, come, we will give you a seat, engineering seat. Why you are sitting in Kumargodam, they may ask you. What you will do? Huh? You will not go.
Already his teacher met him in the home, which was asking, come to school, what are you doing there?
If you are given choice between becoming farmer and engineer, what you will become? Tell Balram, what you will become?
Farmer.
Array, engineer means there will be so many, you know, gadgets. Their women also come there. You can have a lot of girlfriends there. Farmer, who will do? They will not give girl also to farmer, no, in the marriage. Nowadays in the society, if you do not have a big degree, BTech, MTech, and if you do not have a job, they will not give you girls also to marry. What you will do in the future, if you want to become grasa, If you want to become grahastha, what you will do? They will not give you girls also, no? That's why all these Kumaravanam boys, you know, they are going to college, school. Huh? Right or not? They want to do job. Now, apart from this old generation people, any young man is doing any farming here? Sometime they may come to help. Right? Anyone is doing? No one is doing, no? They are going to. So now only you all think of whether to stay here. Anyway, I am not a... You are all very exalted. So we were discussing. Anyway, we also discussed that how in city people cannot appreciate how this anna and water, rain, so comes from Lord. Lord is supplying these things, right or not? We are not manufacturing water, we are not manufacturing food grains in the factories, right? So it is coming from the Lord. But most of the people in city, they don't realize that it is coming from the Lord. How anna and water, food and rain, water is coming from Krishna, they don't realize it. So even if they become devotees also, they don't realize that Krishna is maintaining us. They may start chanting Hare Krishna, they may take even initiation also. So most of the people, they won't realize that. So ultimately you cannot remove atheism from the heart of, you know, city people. So, and they cannot fully surrender to Krishna. Surrender means, you all know, no? What are the six limbs of surrender? Anukulasya sankalpo, pratikulasya varjanam, rakshishyati iti vishvaso, gopritve varanam tada. Atmanikshepa karpanyo shadvida sharanagati. So goptrutve varanam tata means accepting Lord as one's maintainer. Krishna is maintaining, that we have to understand. So ultimately they cannot fully surrender to Krishna. People in city cannot fully surrender to Krishna. But another point we have to remember is that, I discussed this point also. Just by coming to village doesn't justify that we become pure devotees. Are we fully surrender to Krishna? Previously, India Vedic culture, you see, all people mostly lived in villages. And there were no industries. There were no industries, all these IT companies, trains. So they lived very simply like this in the villages, like in Kumaragudam. Kumaragudam also, of course, nowadays they have electricity, television, mobiles and all those things. So, but agrarian based society, everyone is doing agriculture. Of course, Brahmanas, Kshatriya, there are four classes. So mostly it was a socio-economic economy was based on agriculture, centered around agriculture. Now, so, and we also know that since 5000 years there is one philosophy called Karma Mimamsa philosophy. So the founder of philosophy was Jaimini. Jaimini was disciple of Vedavyas. So if you read Bhagavatam, you will see that Jaimini was disciple of Vedavyas. So according to that philosophy, karma is ultimate. So we have to do karma. So they give example that traditional, this is a long standing example, you know, from 5000 years people are arguing this. Unless we bow, we put the seeds in the land, how grains will come? Even God will also not give you grains. Like that they say. So that karma, putting seeds in the land, is most important. Like that. So they argue karma mimamsa, right? Will Krishna give you without putting seeds in the... Grains will come without putting seeds in the...
He may be
So like that they argue. It is true that we have to do the karma, because in Bhagavad Gita you see that how there are five factors which influence any result. 18th chapter, 14th verse, 14th, 15th verse, like that. So we have to do that, but ultimate sanctioner, we know that in Bhagavad Gita, that it is Lord only. So how we understand this point? Everyone may put grains, but not everyone will get the same results. Right or not? So somebody's land, they will grow more, they get more results. Within, now we were plucking this green gram, right or not? So someone may grow more green gram within less land. Not everyone will get the same result, same crop. So therefore it all ultimately depends on the sanction of Lord. Or in other words, you see, even in the city, not everyone who works hard becomes a millionaire or billionaire, right? Everyone is working hard, no? People, if you go to the city, you will see that people are running around here, there, morning to night, even in the night also. So they are struggling hard. Not that everyone becomes the richest man in the world, right? Till recently, Bill Gates, there was one name, Bill Gates. So he has made a softwares for this. What is that system? What system they call? Anyway, so all these computers, laptops, they run because of that software, you know, Microsoft. So he has made that Windows system. So that guy was the richest man in the world till recently. Now, not everyone who works hard, they become richest man, right? And according to Karma Mimamsa philosophy, everyone is supposed to become rich by working hard, right? Because karma is the ultimate thing. But it is not like that. So ultimately it is the sanction of the Lord and all this kind of. In Bhagavad Gita that five factors are described. So just by doing farming, it doesn't mean we become surrendered devotees. Or just by coming to the village, we can remove all the atheism. So it can happen that we may become karma mimamsakas. So we have to hear from Bhagavad Gita. But this kind of environment is very close to theism. Very close to, you can become God conscious more easily than in the city. You can surrender to Krishna better than those who live in the city. So that is the point. For example, just to give another example, you buy all the grains, food grains, vegetables, food grains from a supermarket. Nowadays there are so many supermarkets. Big supermarket. Aritra knows this because he has gone. So supermarkets are there and big malls are there. You buy grains, food grains, and cook and offer it to Krishna. That is better? Or you grow yourself and offer it to Krishna? Which one is better? So why it is better? Why it is better, Damodar? Tell no. Bayari Prabhu will tell. Why it is better? Tell no. Tell. Why you are shy? like a woman. Most of the food grains, vegetables which comes to the market, it is grown by greedy farmers, you know, greedy farmers. Greedy farmers means they want to earn money by doing that, producing grains, lots of money. So for lots of production, what they will do, they will put a lot of chemical fertilizers and pesticides. So in this way, that whole food grains become poisonous. By eating that, people become, what they become? They suffer from lot of diseases. So what we are offering to the Lord is what it is? It is just poison it is. So therefore, here you can do better bhakti than to the Lord than in the city. So So if we just what is the point is, if we adopt Varnashram Dharma, then our bhakti enhances, devotional service is enhanced. Like that, just example it is. Similarly, you know, brahmachari, we are not hippies, we are brahmacharis here, right or not? Hippies can also chant Hare Krishna, but their consciousness will not become purified, because hippies, they do all illicit sex, they do intoxication, drugs. You know, no? Hippies. When Prabhupada went to America, there were a lot of hippies. So what they would do? They would take LSD. LSD is an intoxication. So they will mix with women. So why we are brahmacharis? Why we are in the Gurukula? Why we are doing austerity in the Gurukula? Because this brahmacharya is what? It is a part of Varnashrama, right or not? First ashrama is Varnashrama. So why we are in Brahmacharya Ashram? Because that enhances our bhakti. So we can purify consciousness very fast and regain our Krishna consciousness, original Krishna consciousness. So that's why we are in Brahmacharya Ashram or in Gurukula. Otherwise we can go to school and become hippies. So Prabhupada used to say, what is the use of your education? You are all producing only hippies, he says. So hippies were just a disturbance, even in American society also. Even karmis, they realize that they are just disturbance. So gradually now Indian students also, they are becoming like hippies. There is so much mixing between girls and boys. And they are taking all intoxication, smoking, drinking. So gradually now Indians also learned. Indians learned little 50 years after 50 years, 60 years. Americans are ahead of. Ahead in all these things, 50 years ahead of India. So, but actually India is supposed to be spiritual leader of the whole world. They are supposed to guide everyone, all the countries, all the nations of the world in spiritual knowledge, in spiritual wisdom. So, but Indians became degraded very fast. So if you see, if you read Bible, if you read Quran and study all these Western religions, so mostly they are in darkness, most Westerners. So 2000 years back Jesus came and taught some things, and after Jesus they changed everything. So early Christians were vegetarians, they would not eat meat. And so they believed in reincarnation, life after death. So now Christians, they don't believe in. In 4th century, what happened? So that means 1600 years back. So Roman king, king of the Rome, you know, his name is Constantine something. So he became a Christian. And then so Roman Catholic Church was formed. They rewrote and Bible, all the teachings of Jesus, and they removed all these things, that reincarnation and all those things from Bible. And and they also said that, oh, animals don't have soul, so therefore you can kill and eat. So like that everything changed. Now if Jesus comes back and sees what is Christianity, then he will be surprised. So like that. So mostly, even whatever, very little, whatever he taught was very little. Nothing in that. So, don't kill, and thou shalt not kill, love your neighbors. So, this is very insignificant, whatever he taught was. But even then also, to degrade, it took, to come to hippies, it took a very long time to become hippies, you know. It took some 2000 years. But Indians, they degraded very fast, within short time. You know, you see in 70 years they became, after independence, industrialization started, and all this so-called education they started. Of course, that was introduced gradually from 200 years. This. So before 200 years, there was no all this engineering colleges, or people studied Sanskrit. Everyone studied Sanskrit. Going to Gurukula means everyone would study Sanskrit, and they would study Shastra. So we are in Brahmacharya Ashram. Why? Because that enhances our bhakti, devotional service to the Lord. So anyway, coming back to this verse, that even if you build a very high-tech, what they want to make a smart cities, high-tech cities, smart cities. In Hyderabad, there is one area called high-tech city. High-tech city means they are only engineers, they live there. And they do all this. So, writing programs for mobiles, manufacturing phones, laptops, and all these kind of things. So, nowadays they want to make smart cities. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he announced that we will make 100 or 1000 smart cities. 100, no? So, 100 smart cities. So, smart cities means everything will be controlled by, you know, internet, laptops, mobiles. So in this way we see that even if you pass water also that will be recorded. Everywhere there will be cameras, like that. So in this way, I'm just joking. That will not be recorded, don't worry. So, they want to make smart cities. But however high tech you do, still ultimately you have to depend on Krishna. Because without rain and without food grains, you cannot run any city. You got that? So ultimately you have to depend on Krishna's land, Krishna's rain. To run the cities. And now in most of these cities there is water problem now. So how they will run without rain, you know, they cannot run cities, no, right? From where water will come? So this Hyderabad is, there is a municipal corporation. Every city is managed by municipal corporations. So there would be group of people. They work in this municipal corporation. They are elected. Every part of the city. So they conduct election and they promote one person from each area and they all come together. So that body is called as municipal corporation. So they run the whole city. You know, it's a big city, no? Everything should be managed, right or not? Like here in this ashram, Nitayani Mayaprabhu manages everything. So for big city you need more managers. So you need more managers. So they elect them. That body is called as Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation. GHMC. Right or not? Everywhere you see their board, GHMC, like that. And they supply all the water bill, the water, electricity for all human beings in the in Hyderabad city. They have to pay the bill, house tax, different kinds of tax would be there, electricity bill, water bill, all these kinds of bills and taxes they have to pay to this. And they will utilize that to give facilities to people. So in this way cities are run. Now GHMC may supply water to Hyderabad and Secunderabad people, but ultimately if Krishna doesn't send rain, from where they will get water? So and how this water from where it comes, water? So mostly the cities are run by different dams here and there on the rivers. They build dams, and from those dams they supply water. Now you see, if you go around here, they are putting big pipes here in these villages. You know from where that water is coming? That water is coming from Godavari River. So they put a dam to Godavari River, and from there they supply. So in Karnataka there is one river called Kaveri River. So one engineer, he is considered as first engineer in India, Vishwesharaya. He has built a dam in Mysore on that river. So how they build dams? River would be flowing. Sometime that rivers, they pass through some two mountains, between the two mountains, And what these people they do, that mountains would be there, and they build a dam between these two mountains, and then stop the water. So water would be stopped there, and then from that they utilize for different purposes. So they make they supply waters to the cities, they make electricity from that. Then what they do, they supply water for irrigation of different lands, right or not? So canals, through canals they supply water for irrigating the land, so they can grow paddy, this, that and all. So in this way, so these dams are utilized for these purposes. So we consider these dams to be demonic. Why demonic? So they create lot of problems, environmental problems. This whole manufacturing electricity is used for all kinds of sinful activities, right? Watching television, watching cinema, so all kinds of illicit activities they use. Now we see that basically what happens is electricity removes the dependency on agriculture. So we don't need to, like that. These dams are, so that in Mysore there is one dam, they call it as Kannambadi Dam. Kannambadi, in Kannada, Anekattu dam means. So many cinema songs have written on that, glorifying Karnataka and that dam and all. So he is considered as first engineer in whole of India. So he built many dams. So he has built that dam, and it is very beautiful. People go there to watch, see that. And from many years there has been a dispute, because this river Kaveri from Karnataka, it goes to Tamil Nadu. So previously that water was available for even Tamil Nadu people also, But by building this dam, what he made? He stopped it only for Karnataka people. So then fight between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu started. So I am at least aware about that, at least from 25 years, this dispute, fight between Tamil Nadu and Karnataka on Kaveri water issue. So, and now here in Telangana, you see, they will fight, Telangana, Andhra will fight now, because some rivers they pass through Telangana and then they go to Andhra. Previously it was one state and now they divided it into two. So, Godavari, Krishna and all, they pass through. So there was also a dispute between Maharashtra, Karnataka and Andhra, Krishna river water issue. So like that they keep fighting. So since more than 25 years, 30 years, I think from the beginning, I don't exactly remember when the dam was built. From that time only it seems like there was issue with this Kaveri water. And where this issue goes, it goes to Supreme Court. Supreme Court means there are different levels of courts. Judicial benches they are called as in English. So judicial benches. So in a taluka level or in district level, so there will be courts. And now this area comes in Nalgonda district, and in Nalgonda there will be what? So court would be there, district courts. All the issues, all the fights and all the problems within this district, it goes to that court. So there if it doesn't get solved, then what it goes? It goes to High Court. High Court. High Court is in Hyderabad. Hyderabad. And if it doesn't get solved there also, what happens? That will go to Supreme Court. Supreme Court is in Delhi. Like this. So now if the two states are fighting, where the issue will go, tell? State level court is called as High Courts. Of course, in every country, systems and these names would be different. In America, if you go, so this law system would be different. So it will go to Supreme Court. So this issue, Kaveri issue, is also in Supreme Court. And Supreme Court already many times it has given, this much water should go to Tamil Nadu, this much water should be utilized in Karnataka. So now as we discuss that, everywhere there is water problem now, right? All over the world there is water problem. Everyone is fighting for water. So lot of this water problem is because of mismanagement also. It is not that now Lord is not maintaining. Now also Lord is maintaining. So of course over the years rain has reduced. Why rain has reduced? Because people have stopped performing yagyas. They have become sinful. They have stopped performing dharma. They have stopped performing following varnashram dharma. So because people have given up varnashram dharma, so all it has reduced now. Scarcity of food is there. Scarcity of water is there. Right? So everywhere there is scarcity of food is there. If you go to our own temples, we may not get prasadam. Right or not? That is also a symptom of scarcity of food, it is. So even brahmacharis, they may ask you to eat in Govinda and Govala. Right or not? pay and go eat in Govinda and go like that. Right or not? That is a symptom of scarcity of food. So we see that there is scarcity of food and water because people have become sinful. They don't follow dharma. They don't follow varnashram dharma. So in this way, there is water problem. So now, so there was recently in Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, there was dispute about this again. Time to time it keeps coming. Right? So this Kaga people, what they said, we only don't have water, why we should give water to Tamil Nadu, like that they said. And they started doing strikes, demonstrations and all those things. And on 12th September, it was going on from August only. So 12th September, there was one, everything was band. Band means they stop all the things, all, you know, everything. Vehicles, buses, trains, and all the offices will get closed, all the work would. So, and there were demonstrations in Bangalore, and police went to control that, and there was a lot of fighting between police and public, and two people died in that. So then after that many days like that, it till now it is continuing, right? So they are buses burning Tamil Nadu buses, and Tamil Nadu people in Tamil Nadu, they are burning Karnataka buses, and they are, you know, every state there will be different kind of people, right or not? So Kannada people will be in Tamil Nadu people will be in Karnataka. So they are attacked, so they are attacking on each other, killing. So in this way we see that this dispute is going on now. So in Chennai, you know, which is capital of Tamil Nadu, so there is attack on all the Kannada people there. So people are fighting. Why this fighting is there? Why fighting is there? Because there is scarcity of food and water. Basically, human beings have glided down to the platform of animals. Animals, they fight, right? And two dogs, they fight. But still, even if you see, none of the animal is dying out of scarcity. You see, sometimes here dogs come here. Have you seen any dog which is very weak, lean, thin, about to die here? All these dogs who come running, right or not? They are all stout and strong, no? Right or not? Mm-hmm. And you can observe other animals like pigeons, peacocks are there, right or not? They are getting their food, right? Now, wild hogs are coming and eating corn from our fields, right or not? Somehow all these animals, they are not dying out of starvation. Starvation, you understand? Starvation means someone dying without food and water. So that is starving. So in this way, we don't see any animal dying, but human beings are for water and food, right? Especially water. Buying water. This shows that this human society, modern human society, they may boast, we are, you know, everywhere it is bombarded, you know, that we are making development, we are progressing, we are very civilized, but they are fighting for food and water. So this is symptom that this civilization is not a human civilization. It is even not more degraded than animals. So in Varnashrama society, what happens? Food and water, no one would have anxiety about food and water, whether I will get my. So other day Vishnu Swami Prabhu, he doesn't have land in his village. So his mother stays in his village. So what she did? So now you see, now harvesting time, we all went to harvest this, you know, green gram, no? Harvesting time, you need lot of human resource in the farms, in the beginning when you are putting seeds, that time lot of work would be there, and when you are harvesting, so the grains, that time lot of work would be there, lot of people are required. So in the villages, what they do? So everyone helps each other. So like this Vishnu Swami Prabhu's mother, she went to harvest help other in others' land, right? So many people won't have lands also, so they just work in others' land, and they also get the grains. So like she is harvesting green gram. So they, in the villages, they have system. If you because it is someone else's land, they have put the seeds, they have grown that. So you go and help them for plucking out, harvesting the green grass. So one portion of that, whatever harvest comes, they give it to those who have helped, right? So you collect one bag. Out of one bag, so one portion, you know, three portion will go to the owner of the land who has grown it, and one portion will go to those who come to help in that. In this way, she collected lots of, some 40-50 kgs of green gram, just by going into others' land. Right. So like that, what happens in the villages, that everyone gets grains, even those who don't have land also, even those who have not grown, put seeds, they also get their grains just by helping in others. Now 40-50 kg for one woman, it's a lot, no? Right or not? For whole year she can eat more than that. Half of that she can sell also. So in this way we see that everyone would got their grains. Barber will help, carpenter will help the farmer, barber will come to shave the farmer, no? So every week he would shave the farmer, and in the year end when a farmer grows the grains, so barber will go to the farmer and collect. From each farmer he will collect little grain, and his whole year whatever is required, so it will suffice. Like that, carpenters, blacksmiths, so generally those who are Vaishyas, farmers, they will grow more grains. In fact, they will grow grains for whole society. Simple living doesn't mean that, self-sufficiency doesn't mean that they will only grow for their family. Especially Vaishyas will grow for whole society. They will maintain Brahmanas, they will maintain Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas will collect tax. So they will maintain Kshatriyas, they will maintain Shudras, because you know, carpenters, washermen and barbers, they also help the farmer, and farmer gives them grains. And if each farmer in the village gives little to all these carpenters, washermen, their whatever is required for whole year, they get all the grains. In this way, there would be interdependence. And because of this interdependence, and because they are following dharma, and everyone do dharma with a detached way, because it is my dharma, I have to do that. So, and because they are following the system given by the Lord, Varnashram Dharma, therefore what happens? Lord becomes pleased and supply all sufficient grains, rain and water. So, and in this way no one would have anxiety about food and water. Oh, I crossed the limits of my time. So, food and water. Everyone would get their food grain. Therefore, they could focus their mind on chanting Hare Krishna. If you are always in anxiety, whether I'll get money for purchasing food and water or not, then how you'll be able to focus your mind on chanting Hare Krishna, right or not? In the city, everyone is always in anxiety. So how I'll get money, how I'll get money, how I'll get money, so that I can purchase food and water. So always they would be in anxiety. So that anxiety kills them. So, and they will not be able to take to devotional service. So that's why establishing Varnashrama also is meant for mass preaching, to bring lots of people for Krishna consciousness. Because people won't be having anxiety, they will have time to hear this philosophy, and there will be time for chanting Hare Krishna. Right? So, and there will not be unwanted distractions, unwanted manufacture, unwanted things, electricity, internet, Facebook. Most of the devotees are also busy in Facebook, right or not? They don't have time to chant and read Bhagavatam, but they will be busy every day sending messages in Facebook. So all those things, people, so much time, their time could have been saved. So that's why this Varnashrama system is very important. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Any questions, comments? Those who want to take prasadam, they can go. I don't want to delay you. Time is up.
Traditionally, people, civilized people will live near the banks of the rivers. So that civilization will progress. But remaining people, where they will go? Because so many people, how will they all will stay near that?
That is whole modern idea. It is there were civilizations in modern history. They have taught this, you know. Everywhere people lived, all over the world. Prabhupada also said, no, all over the world, by the arrangement of the Lord, everyone can live peacefully, happily, and, you know, become Krishna conscious, right? Many, many places Prabhupada has told this, no.
But I, if I want water to drink, then what I will do?
Everywhere there were rains, streams and rivers. No. Previously it rained a lot. That is one thing. Over the years, even modern people also know that over the years rain has reduced. So, but everywhere streams were there. Everywhere rivers were there. Even here also, rivers were there. In Kumaravodam also. Because it rained so much. So water would flow.
Flowing water will be everywhere.
Yeah. Main rivers. All this is all that whole thing they on the bank of Saraswati River, this Harappa and Mohenjo-daro civilization was there. Based on that, they cooked up this idea that people only lived on the bank of the river. It is true that but there were rivers everywhere, literally. You know. India was full of rivers. We only know only the prominent names now. Krishna, what is that? Krishna, Kaveri, Godavari, and Ganga, Yamuna, we know. But rivers were there everywhere. Like in Vellur, you know, there is Palara River, you know, Palara. Palara means that water was like milk, white like milk, you know. Pala means water, no? Milk, no? Wait a minute. In Tamil also, in Telugu also, no? Both same name. River was there. Now that river is not there, nothing. No water is there in that. Yeah. So now that has become drainage, huh? Right or not? This year Hyderabad is blessed, I think. Lot of rain. Yesterday also it rained there. Lot of rain yesterday. But there is no place for catchment of water. Still there will be water problem in Hyderabad. Why? Because there is no place to, water doesn't go inside the land only. Everywhere buildings, everywhere roads. So still they will have problem, water problem. They have to drill 1,000 feet for water. Because there is no water. Because water just flows and goes away. All stupid world it is. Previously if you just pull water, make some 10-15 feet, then water will come. If you just pull water, water will come. You don't need drilling 1,000 feet inside. For that, make one big factory to manufacture that machine. Day and night work in the factory to manufacture. So, all stupid. Anything else?
In this world, some places are not there which were unfit to live. Let's say, Prabhupada gives example of America. America people are not so much.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
What's the reason behind that?
But that doesn't mean that there are no living entities lived there. So some aborigines they would live. Yeah. Some aborigines would live. Civilized people would live. And this place, especially India, because of Varnashrama Dharma. If you read in 5th canto of Bhagavatam also, demigods are praying that we will take birth here because people follow Varnashram Dharma here. But previously all over the world Varnashrama existed. In Parikshit Maharaj kingdom there were no meat eaters, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. Kali wanted a place, no? And Parikshit Maharaj, he said, you go to those places where these four things are, are done. Then he searched all the kingdom, he didn't find also. Indirectly, Parikshit Maharaj, what he did? He cheated Kali, you know. But at last he gave them some place where gold is there. Because gold means, there it is told, yellow stool it is told. Why yellow stool it is? Because through gold you can do all this sense gratification, you know, right or not? If someone is growing just grains, how he will do sense gratification, right or not? He cannot purchase mobile. Who will give mobile by giving grains, can you? Right or not? So that time there was gold, now there is paper money, you know. They have printed paper, you know. Paper money they have made as means of exchange. These people will sell their grains and they will get money. Through that money they will do purchase other things. Television, mobile and all this kind of things. So, and wherever money is there will be illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. So we have to teach people to live without money. That is the purpose of these projects. Without money. Self-sufficiency means what? Without money, living without money. Then people will not do sense gratification. They will not do sinful activities. So whatever is required for maintaining the body, they will.
So traditionally people are not using gold as a means of action. But they only deal with this basic item because again if they hold gold.
Not much. Gold has its own religious significance also. Prabhupada said, if women wear gold ornaments, they become less lusty. Lust goes away. Or they don't look lusty, you know, right? So that's why gold, all traditionally they wore gold, you know, women. So they become beautiful. Modern day women are not beautiful, they are lusty. Lusty there. Anyway, Brahmachari doesn't have to go and see who is beautiful and who is not beautiful. So it has its religious significance, gold. Then what else? So mostly they just exchange I have seen even in my childhood also, sometime we would go with the grains and purchase whatever is required from the shops, you know, this shops, you know. And like that, there was no need for money, you know. Anything else? Many of them got deviated. It happens, you know, some disciples will deviate later. So, just like now also Prabhupada spoke about Varnashram and all. Most of the ISKCON devotees, they don't understand it. It's a deviation, right? Most of the ISKCON devotees, major deviation is not accepting Varnashram. in ISKCON present day. So present ISKCON. Mm. All other deviations are there, food for like this and all, they are rather insignificant there actually. Major deviation is all the problems come from this actually. So disciples, they deviate. Many of them, although they accepted Vedic authority, Jaimini, so that is what he says. The message of the Vedas is karma. Karma kanda. Those who cannot do big sacrifices, poor people, they will take to jnana, bhakti, like that he says. But Krishna condemned it. Veda vada ratha partha, he says. The so-called followers of the Vedas, they perform big sacrifice to go to heavenly planets. They are very attracted to all this karma kanda section. Yami mam pushpitam vacha pravadantya vipashita veda vada ratha partha. Nanyad astiti vadinaha. Nanyad astiti vadina means, apart from doing all these karmakanda activities, there is nothing else in the Vedas. All that knowledge of spiritual world, spiritual life is for those who are weak people. So like that, this Krishna has condemned this karma mimamsa a lot in Bhagavad Gita, especially karma mimamsa, because those days sense gratification was not gross. Krishna condemns vikarma also. Vikarma word comes in Bhagavad Gita. But mostly people did sense gratification within dharma, you know, within following dharma. They follow varnashram dharma very strictly, karma mimamsakas. Karma dharma, right? Guna karma vibhagasha, varnashrama is also. So that danger may come in varnashrama projects. People may emphasize more on varnashrama than bhakti, you know, right? So that can also happen. Here also we have to do nicely morning program, sadhana. We have to keep Krishna in the center. Everything should be done for the pleasure of Krishna. Why he got deviated? Because people deviate. Right. It is a philosophy. Karma is also one of the topics, no? Right or not? In Bhagavad Gita, right? Out of five subjects. But it is all under the control of Lord. If you overemphasize on that, then what happens? It is deviation. Anything else? But now presently world is, I gave a lecture, I will give it here also. Vikarma Yoga, new theology of ISKCON. So I gave a lecture. Yesterday, no, day for yesterday also, two times I gave that, last two Sundays, in different places. Tomorrow we'll discuss that. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.